It is time now for Conversations with the Mayors, presented by the Chamber. 1,000 members, 4 promises, and 1 purpose for a greater Chapel Hill Carrboro. More on them at carolinachamber.org. Talking Chapel Hill today, and we're joined in the studio by Chapel Hill Mayor Pam Heminger, who is about to get sworn in for another term as mayor. How are you?
I'm good, thank you. I'm good. I'm very excited about being sworn in for another term.
So as this conversation is airing on Thursday, so if you all are listening out there, presumably it's Thursday. We're actually pre-recording this on Wednesday. So by the time this airs, you will have had that meeting, but it hasn't happened yet.
But
so.
I'm feeling good.
You're feeling good, yeah.
Either way, feeling good.
Okay. So that meeting is going to be your swearing in for term number 3?
Yes.
Yeah, and all the town council members as well, including Ty Wynn and Amy Ryan, right?
Yeah, we have 2 new council-elect members being sworn in.
I blanked on Amy Ryan for a second. It's like we've been talking about the recount with Ty Wynn for so long. Oh, yeah, Amy Ryan also won.
Yes,
like, that was decided
a
month ago. That's old news.
Yeah, and then we'll be saying goodbye to Donna Bell and Nancy Oates, who've done a wonderful job serving in office. Donna has been serving for a very long time, and she's taking a lot of institutional history, but she promises to stay connected with us so that we can ask her and keep her engaged in things. And Nancy as well has been following a lot of community activity and been engaged. So you don't really say goodbye. It's just a change. And change always brings some different energy. And it's really good. I think moving forward, we get some different energy and working together.
Yeah. Anything else on the agenda for this particular meeting? Or is that going to get kicked forward to
later? We do have a closed session afterwards, which is unusual. But we're having a party right afterwards. There'll be cake and people, a little reception. So we'll be doing that this evening as well. It's always a nice time. People come out to greet new members and to say thank you to members who are rolling off the board. So it's always a good time. And it makes for a fun evening. We try not to have a business meeting part of that. We will be showing some videos as we transfer between the two groups because the swearing in happens on the second half of the meeting. So there'll be some celebrating success videos out there we're excited to share with everybody, the ones that we've seen. But anyway, and the holidays are here. My goodness, I hope you had a good Thanksgiving. Someone was announcing it was only, they're upon us. And we did the tree lighting on Sunday evening. That was lovely. And I have to laugh, it is Carolina Blue Lights. People always ask about that. And we lit the menorah the next day. So we're trying to embrace different religions and different celebrations and all exciting, including we're having a Santa rescue at 140 West Plaza on Friday the
13th. I heard about this. Yes. Tell me about this.
So this has been done in other communities. We loved the idea. Santa will be on a balcony and he will need to be rescued by our ladder truck. It shows people about safety and the equipment we have and just the engagement we have and to promote awareness of things like this. But also it's just fun.
Yeah.
Rescue
awesome.
Santa downtown.
Yeah.
And then the Chapel Hill Hillidays are starting up and there's a lot of activities going on downtown. You can check out the Downtown Partnership website, the listing. The town should have most of them listed there too. We have our holiday parade next Saturday at the 14th starting at 10. We're looking forward to seeing folks. We think the weather's going to be good. And we're changing it up a little bit this year with the council. We want to show our support for walking, biking, and busing and carpooling. So the council's got the option to walk along behind the big truck. The big truck is in the front because it promotes safety as people, or it's the first thing.
Gotcha.
And it will have our 200th birthday banner on the truck, but we're going to promote walking and getting out of your cars and waving at folks. So it's just a fun thing. It's one of my favorite things to do is the holiday parade. Just
awesome.
Getting to see your downtown and people just there to celebrate together.
And a ton of people show up for it. It's a really cool
thing. Family friendly. People actually bring their dogs. There's all kinds of good stuff going on. So we'll just be excited, and we'll have some signs up and stuff talking about changing your culture of driving everywhere. So that's always good. And there's free parking downtown
on Saturdays,
all Saturdays through the Chapel Hill season. So we like that.
Very cool.
And then we're going to be announcing the winners of our Tree of the Year contest. Well, actually, I am announcing apparently right here.
Oh, awesome.
The number one winner was the Shagbark Hickory over in Meadowmont. It was first place.
Nice.
The Mama Tree, which has had 9 babies transplanted around the community. And then the runners up were the Meeting Tree on Willow Drive and the Rescue Tree, a Japanese maple transplanted from the crack in the sidewalk over by the Wallasek over to a new area that's grown and flourished. We loved this. It was so much fun to read all these stories, and people have favorite trees, and there's more to come, so we will continue this tradition, and we'll be honoring them at an upcoming meeting.
So the Shag Hickory in Meadowmont, where in Meadowmont is that?
It's,
is that like...
from my understanding, so we just got the picture of it, it's over near where the forested area is. So I'll have to get more definition for you.
Okay.
Soon. But yes. So
it's near a forested area. Make sure that you're recognizing the right tree, like not the one right next to
Apparently
it or behind it.
There's several
it.
Of those over there, and that's unusual to have this kind of tree over there, and it's large. And we planted over 100 trees during Arbor Week. Our goal is 200 for the year, so we're going to keep, but 50 of them were planted by volunteers along Booker Creek. And we've got more coming, and we're excited about this. And if people know of more opportunities for planting trees, want to be part of it, we still welcome you to be part of it.
How many had been planted before Arbor Day? I think it was 200.
So the 100 total up through Arbor Week.
Oh, up through Arbor Week for this year.
Yes,
okay, cool.
Yes. So we're aiming for some more. It's just hard to get that many trees, but we're excited about it because people want them. We had a lot of good phone calls. Several of us went over to the UNC student government meeting with the Capstone Projects. There was a project about how to engage the community in our climate action plan. This was a class over at UNC. Students did a lot of great research. They really did, and had a lot of great suggestions and recommendations and talking about different things we could do. And transportation was one of the big topics, and how that's the biggest thing, and reducing and more solar projects, maybe community solar, really focusing on trying renewable energy as well. And then energy efficiency, helping people with green leases. So that was interesting because we talked about that disconnect when a landlord owns the building, but the tenant is living in the building and the tenant's the one paying utility bills, yet the tenant doesn't want to invest the money to make the building more efficient because they wouldn't recapture it. It takes, 5 to 7 years sometimes to recapture that. So how do we have a win-win there? And so we're going to be talking more about that.
Yeah.
And as we rehab homes through our affordable housing program, to be looking more at those environmentally friendly, more energy efficient type things as part of that, which we do, but we need a checklist, and they had several suggestions of checklists. Also for new development, making that a standard, the energy efficiency checklist. So that was just really good to have these students so engaged, to really discover their own community. They actually went out and counted cars and parking decks and looked at how far people were going. It was really good. They did a nice job.
That's really interesting with the issue with the tenants who don't want upgrades on the house, because we talk about, and I teach American government, we talk about the free rider problem.
Yeah.
This is the opposite of the free rider problem, right? Because the free rider problem is typically like, I don't want to do anything because I'll reap the benefits anyway, whether I do anything or not. This is, I don't want to do anything because there's no way I could possibly reap the benefits.
Correct.
How do you? So, what are the ways to get around that?
So, I will say Duke Energy does a nice job of doing an energy evaluation of a home, and you don't have to be the landlord to have that. So, as a tenant, you can ask Duke to come over and do an evaluation, and they can make recommendations about what would be helpful to reduce energy costs. And then you can talk with your landlord about doing some of those, or maybe they are changing out the light bulbs. There's simple things that they will recommend, but there's also bigger things that they will recommend. Knowing what those things are versus just saying make this building more energy could be helpful, and then maybe you do negotiate it in your lease, and that's what a green lease is all about, how you both contribute to making that a reality. If the landlord knew that they could, the tax deduction they get or all those kinds of things play into this. And so we're going to look into that a lot more because we have a lot of rentals in Chapel Hill, and it makes sense. But like I said, when we did the Home Energy Saver Program over in the Northside neighborhood, it didn't matter whether you were a landlord or a tenant. They would come in and they would tell you where they thought you could do, and they would offer you 5 free things. Now, those weren't the big things like more insulation, but they would tell you that that would make the difference. So when you know what it is, then you can kind of strategize how to get to that result, right? And so I really encourage people to reach out and get that free energy assessment from Duke Energy, and then you'll know how to work with your landlord on what it is. And if you're planning on staying somewhere in the same place, renting it for a longer period of time, maybe it is something that you work out through your rent, or maybe you do reap the benefits. Changing light bulbs is a pretty quick reap in benefits there, but other things people don't notice as much, so... Yeah.
Awesome. Yeah, speaking with Chapel Hill Mayor Pam Heminger, townofchapelhill.org for more information on town government. I want to go back to free parking on Saturdays downtown, which is really cool. Ask this question every year. We always talk about this. Oh, free parking on Saturdays during the holiday season. That's awesome. Any talk about making that a year-long thing or expanding free parking?
We're having some of those discussions right now. We are focused on getting the West End Deck project off the ground, trying to figure out the financing behind that. Those equations are all being talked through with this free parking and when we can do it, how often we can do it. I will tell you, parking downtown on big game weekends is huge economic driver for us too, though. So we're going to have to work on all those kinds of things as we look more broadly. We want parking to be an economic development tool. Mm-hmm. We don't want it to be punitive. Unfortunately, it's a university town, so you have to keep cars turning over or people would just camp out on those spots because it's close to the university. The university's been doing that too. They're starting to charge for the night parking, the dollar. So we're trying to figure all this out. It's a very interesting multiple variable equation. So if you're good at math, it takes a lot of charts and graphs.
That lets me out. So, yeah.
So it really is interesting. But what we're hopeful with looking at this parking deck is that we can reduce some of the surface lots as we consolidate the parking. But people will know where to go to park. And it's interesting when I talk to folks who go to other communities, they don't really squabble about the parking fee. They squabble about the hassle, not knowing where it is.
Yeah.
When you know where you can go and it's a safe place to go and your car will be fine and it's an easy thing, you don't really mind paying the money as much as you just don't want the hassle of trying to figure out where you're supposed to go, what the meter's all about, where it is it safe, am I going to find, I don't want to drive around town looking for a spot. And so I think there's some balancing to do there as well. So I'm very, very excited about that.
I do appreciate that because I think about other towns where we'll often go, like Durham and Carrboro and Hillsboro. I know other people have different lists in their head, but I've got a list. Like, if I'm going to Hillsboro, here's where I'm going first. And if that's not available, I go to this place. And if that's not available, then Mebane. But, you know.
Well, there is a parking deck in Hillsboro.
There's a parking deck there.
You know where to go.
Yeah, it's really easy.
In Durham, there's two. You know, there's going to be plenty of parking.
Two big ones side by side. They're great.
Yeah. You know where to go. Raleigh, a little different because there's some multiple ones, but they're usually full. So that's kind of hard. If you're going to the state legislature, there is the parking deck there.
Yeah.
You know that, though. You know where to go. And that's what we've been lacking here, too, is people. We have a lot of little tiny parking lots, and nobody wants to. And it's not really safe to spend your time driving around trying to see if there's a space in that 10, you know, spot place.
Right.
So we're going to do a better job of that. But anyway.
Awesome.
We were staying busy. December usually used to be a slowdown time. We've got a lot of interesting things going on right now. We're continuing our East Town negotiating meetings. We have our Council Committee on Economic Sustainability is being moved to December 13th because the manager and I are at a mayor's conference starting tomorrow. We have the North Carolina Metro Mayors Association, which is going to be awesome. We have a lot of...
tomorrow meeting today, technically.
Oh, sorry. There you go. Thursday and Friday.
Yeah. This is why we're pre-recording this conversation today, because you're not going to be available.
Yeah, but you know, what's really good about Metro Mayors is we share... we learn together, we share information together, best practices. Mm-hmm. Other cities are dealing with the same kinds of things we are. We learn from each other. We get a lot of the secretaries are coming to speak with us. So transportation, commerce, we get to hear the state of things, right? And we get to participate in giving input. It's a wonderful gathering, and we do it a couple times a year. We usually have Friday phone calls, but we're actually together in the space, and we're going to be in Greensboro. We're going to learn about the aerospace industry going on there and some other things that they're doing with art. So we're very, very excited about this, and it's a... Again, it packs a lot into a short period of time. So you come back with just all this bubbling information on top of everything else going on here. So we're all good.
Yeah.
But it's good.
Awesome.
Yeah.
Other things going on in town? I know the town is sending out a survey for residents.
Oh, yes. We a customer satisfaction survey. So we want to hear from you. We learn from this. We use it to help strategize where we spend our resources. It's feedback. Instead of just guessing what we think some of the concerns are or the things we're doing well, we actually get this feedback. It's sent to about 2,200 homes that are randomly selected. If you get one, please send it back in. It's really helpful as we try to figure out how to best spend our resources. So it's a really good thing to do.
But, awesome.
Yeah.
Townofchapelhill.org for more information, including about that survey.
Yes,
other things
great.
Going on that people want to know about?
Well, we're continuing our charting our future discussions. We're getting closer to getting the maps settled. We're talking about that at economic sustainability. We'll start right back into that again in January. Our first meeting back is January 8th. We've got a lot of things on the agenda. We have a lot of proposals out there for more interest in different developments around town, but just things trying to network together. And we were so excited about the well news, and now we're getting other interest from that. So that's really exciting, and what we wanted, we were hoping would come out of the announcement of that companies now know that we want business here. So it's really good.
Yeah. Awesome.
Anyway, I will be back to talk to you next week.
townofchapelhill.org for more information on town government. Mayor Pam Heminger, thank you so much.
Thank you.